along with fee increases as high as 500% in some cases. The legislative Democrats' transportation plan includes a 6-cent tax on fuel exports from Washington refineries. Two of those refineries are in Republican Senator Simon Sefcik's district.
The entire point of the Articles of Confederation failing and instead having a U.S. Constitution was to prevent states from doing exactly this sort of thing, going to war with each other with import and export tariffs and taxes. That's the danger of this bill.
Senate Republican Transportation Lead Curtis King says he's already hearing from neighboring states.
They are not happy, and the word retaliation keeps coming up. This is not what we should be doing to our neighbors. It's not what we should be doing to those customers that those refineries have relied on for years and years and years.
Senate Republicans also note that some fuel refined in Washington and transported to other states winds up back in Washington, so people near state borders would end up paying the tax. I'm Tracy Ellis.